T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm a fan of free agency. I love contracts, the machinations of teams, depth charts, all that nerdy, researchy crap. And now it is applying to college football. Not officially, but John, here's the thing with all of these quarterbacks calling their shot, and I want to go to the league and I got to go here to make that happen. I love it. It's empowering the have-nots, and I like that. And so, but to me, John, the NCAA, they could, but they won't, because they're so stuck in history and tradition, and they're just so afraid to make a bold move, I think, right? That I don't think they can just come, Mark Emmert can come out with a press conference and say, we are opening up free agency in college football, and anybody can transfer anywhere that they want. Now, I like that. I wish that's the way this would go, but I don't think the NCAA is ready to just open the lid on that. So, John, what you have here is unofficial free agency. Mm-hmm. They haven't flipped the switch on it, but they kind of sort of have. And the beginning of it was Shea Patterson and letting him go through the waiver process of not having to sit out a year to Michigan from Ole Miss, who obviously had all the problems down there. And now you have Justin Fields and Tate Martell and all these guys that are going to appeal to the NCAA for that waiver to not have to sit out a year. And I believe the NCAA is going to put the, you know, when they knight you right. in medieval times, I think they're going to put the little sword on your shoulder and say, cool, go wherever you want. So it's sort of unofficial free agency. And, John, I love it.
It's always been there. You've always been able to transfer wherever you wanted. It's the waiver policy that they've gotten a lot more lenient on. I don't want unofficial free agency in college football, because then what you're going to have is every freshman that comes on campus that doesn't get his way, I'm leaving, I'm going somewhere
else. Well, wait a minute. Did you say the wrong word there? You said, I don't want unofficial free agency.
I don't want it, because it would be unofficial, because it's not free agency, because you're not actually getting paid to go somewhere else.
But you're saying you don't want the NCAA to go wild, wild west.
No, absolutely not.
Me and John Fricke want wild, wild west. Receivers, defensive linemen, whoever, you can decommit and go wherever you want and just create paths all over the country.
Yeah, I do not want that. I think that turns into a very spoiled, entitled system where kids go, oh, I'm not getting my way, I'm leaving. I think that's nonsense. You make a commitment, and I get it. If you were paying these kids like they should, then I wouldn't have as much problem with free agency. Right now, their only payment is a scholarship, which they earn by playing for this school. You have the dichotomy right now with college football where you only get 85 scholarships, and coaches and programs recruit based on, okay, I might lose 3 guys to the NFL and I have 17 seniors, so I have 20 spots opening up. I need to fill these 20 spots. And maybe I overfill them because there's 3 or 4 guys that are going to leave the program on their own accord. If you start having to re-recruit, because think about all the guys that right now are in the transfer portal. When do they put their names in there? After early signing period had already hit. If you start having to re-recruit everybody, the wild, wild west, it's going to become a point. How much can I how much can I pay one of these kids to get here? How much do I wine and dine this kid to get here? I'm going to be openly recruiting against you during the season. Hey, you're not getting enough time, dude. You know, you do the gradual walk by on the field, you're not getting enough time. I'll get you time here. I don't need that in college football. It's corrupt enough as it is. I think a free agency opens it up to even more corruption.
I mean, I can't disagree with that, but again, like I wild, wild west style, I'm totally cool with duffel bags full of money. I'm totally cool with wining and dining families to get that kid to go to your school. Like, I'm okay with that. I like that. I encourage cheating in big time college football. So I'd be cool with it. I understand what you're saying. And so in sort of the wussification of America, that would spiral if you made it the wild, wild west, where a freshman defensive lineman could say, I'm looking up at the depth chart. I got 2 guys ahead of me. This sucks. I'm taking my ball and going home.
Mm-hmm.
John, I that's not what I foresee when I look at the wild, wild west of free agency in college football. I don't like that. That's dirty to me as well. But And I don't know how you layer it and legislate it, right? I'm talking about the big time guys. I'm talking about future NFL type of guys. But you know, how do you vet that, and how do you determine who is and who isn't? That's a hurdle for me.
Right.
But just theoretically, ideally, I think I said the word wrong. God, here we go. You'll hear that on Friday.
Yeah. And the actual definition the right way.
I'm just going to leave that word alone.
No, do it again. Try it one more time.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Come on. Spit
ideally.
It out. Yeah, there you go. That's a little better.
Is that a word?
Yeah, that's it.
I got somewhere stuck between like ideology and ideally, and that happened. All right. So that was a mess. I'm going to clean that up right now. Do you have any Windex and some paper towels?
I do, actually. Yeah, I was cleaning up in the gym yesterday. I had
Wait, you have wet wipes. When you go to the bathroom, can I have a couple of those?
Yeah, they're right there in my mailbox.
That kind of grosses me out.
Really?
How's that
gross you out?
Yeah, just kind of.
It's not like I use them and put them back in there.
No, I get it. The whole thing, though. Dude, my man, John. You are a rare bird, okay? Most of us have a backpack of some sort where we put stuff like that in, like wet wipes when you go to the can. John will just walk from his car through the spa to the elevator up here with the wet wipes in his hand. I mean, I love you. I'm not dissing you. I've never seen a cat roll like that.
Dude, when I got to go to the bathroom, I walk to my mailbox. I pull out the wet wipes. I'll tell Rick, you might have to bring us back from this break. And I go do what I got to do. What do I got to be ashamed about? We all do it.
I love it.
I'm respectable enough. I have not crop dusted the studio yet. I haven't gone back there and hot boxed the studio for Paul and Mark. It kind of held the door.
The building is crop dusted us today.
It really is.
So it's horrible.
There's a very sewery flavor around here.
Yeah, you could taste it. It's like mayonnaise and ketchup.
Do you remember what's it?
And Step Brothers?
Yes.
Yeah, onion
Seth
and ketchup.
Seth Rogen is like, I could taste it. Could you please pull that clip up, please?
Unlike Robbie Rosenhaus, please get the clean version of that clip.
They wore their dad's tuxedos to a job interview to be janitors.
And Converse. Remember, they both had Converse on.
I love that movie so much, man. By the way, has anybody seen Sherlock Holmes with Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly?
No. No interest.
It looks kind of garbagey. Have you guys seen that?
No. No interest.
Has anybody heard anything about it?
No. Nothing at all.
By the way, I saw Night School. I thought that looked garbagey. The Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish movie Charity Night. Really liked it.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. I was watching it on the plane. I want to get back to this, what you were talking about for a second. How can they make this transfer thing right? I think the way they're doing it now makes it right. The NCAA, are there going to be kids that lawyer up and try to go out and get the waivers? Yes, Justin Fields is lawyering up. Tate Martell's lawyering up. They're going to try to get the transfer. And I think there's going to be times where the NCAA goes, dude, it's just easy. Let them have the transfer. It's no need for us to sit in court and litigate this and fight and let them have immediate eligibility. What they've also done is stripped away, at least the SEC has, and some other conferences are following suit, they've stripped away the – if you're a grad transfer, you're not going to transfer to the school where you want to. We're going to dictate where you go. The SEC finally said, dude, it's over. What was the corner's name for Georgia that transferred from Alabama 2 years ago? And Alabama was saying, no, we're not going to do this. And then Georgia fought it. And then he ultimately ended up being able to transfer to Georgia. The way it works now, it deters enough kids from transferring because they have to sit out the year unless they're the grad transfer. That's right. Smith was his last name.
Yeah, Maurice Smith.
Maurice Smith.
Yep.
So you have enough kids that are willing to sit out the year and they transfer. I have no problem with that because there's a penalty attached to it that you're going to sit a year to leave. There are going to be rare instances, and I think Justin Fields will get the waiver. Tate Martell, I don't know if he has a leg to stand on or not. He's going to try to get the waiver, and he's already lawyered up. He's also going to try to be a grad transfer and finish graduation by May. But you're not going to see more than, I'd say, a handful every year get that waiver, and I think that makes free agency good enough, but It still gives guys reason to pause to run and leave to another school.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.